USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A second woman accusing former Vice President Joe Biden of inappropriate behavior. This time it's Amy Lapos of Milford, Connecticut, who says the incident happened in 2009.
He just slid his hands behind my neck and pulled me close, and our noses touched, and then he rubbed noses with me for 10 seconds, 15 seconds. He was saying something to me, I don't remember what.
Lapos says she doesn't believe it was sexual, but she suggests it did cross a line with her. A Nevada woman's come forward to accuse Biden of smelling her hair and kissing her head during a campaign event back in 2014. President Trump's to visit the U.S.-Mexico border on Friday. The White House says he'll be checking out a newly completed section of the border wall. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Pros know doing it right means getting more bang for your buck, because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's does it right with savings on the brands you trust during our Stock the Shop event, like DeWalt, Irwin, Bostitch, and more. Now save $50 on a DeWalt 20-volt max two-tool combo kit, including a drill, impact driver, charger, and two batteries for just $179. Find even more great deals during our Spring Black Friday sale going on now. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/7. See store for details. U.S. only.
Seldom heard by reporters, senior advisor to President Trump, as well as his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, was speaking last night to Fox and brushing off claims that he should never have been granted a high-level security clearance. He says on the Ingram angle,
over the last 2 years that I've been here, I've been accused of all different types of things, and all of those things have turned out to be false. We've had a lot of crazy accusations, like that we colluded with Russia.
Kushner is saying he complied with all the investigations that were ever done concerning him and or President Trump. President Trump has the upcoming 2020 census on his mind lately. Democrats have been trying to keep the Commerce Department from being able to include a citizenship question on the census. In a late-day tweet yesterday, President Trump argued that census will be meaningless without a question about citizenship. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra-soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
A well-known lawyer is facing charges himself now. Yesterday, making one appearance at a court in California and then speaking to the media, and we get the story from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
I am highly confident that when the process plays out, that justice will be done.
Attorney Michael Avenatti, best known for representing porn star Stormy Daniels, appearing in court in Santa Ana, California, to face fraud charges. Now, after the hearing, Avenatti speaking with reporters outside the building.
For nearly 20 years, I have represented David's versus Goliath as an attorney. Throughout that entire time period, I have relied upon the justice system and judges sitting in courthouses just like this. I will now spend the time in connection with this case and the case in New York relying on that same justice system that I have now subjected myself to.
Avenatti also facing charges on the East Coast in New York City, where he stands accused of trying to extort millions of dollars from sneaker giant Nike.
And Colorado kids can operate side businesses now without having to get hassled by the cops, as Governor Jared Polis has signed the so-called lemonade stand bill into law, allowing children to operate temporary businesses without having to get a permit. The bill got its start after police shut down a lemonade stand in Denver's Stapleton neighborhood last summer. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.